Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we have another thing to blame COVID for. So after years and years and years of a decline in the amount of people smoking in Ireland, the pandemic has resulted in a rise in people lighting up again, with more teenagers and people from deprived areas now indulging in the dangerous habit. So our regular ICU nurse, Sarah Kearns, is with me now to remind us of the dangers and maybe give some tips on how to quit. Morning, Sarah. How
Morning.
Are you?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again. I can't believe we're talking about smoking. I feel like it's the 1990s.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
So there's overall, there's been a global increase in smoking, but they actually say technically it's just because of the rising numbers globally, right? So there has been. But COVID has been a really interesting, because the pubs were closed, but you could still get cigarettes.
Yeah.
But like the price of them, it's €15 a box now.
For 20?
For 20.
In Spain, I heard it was around €4 for a box of 20.
Oh, God.
Something like that.
So it's
like
really bringing back the 90s at Logan.
Bring back the 90s. Have you ever smoked?
You know what? Yeah, in my, what age am I now? 37. So like, I think like in my 20s, up onto my early, before I had kids, not since I had kids, I used to smoke the odd time when I was out with a couple of drinks. Not much. Never. I've literally never had a cigarette ever sober. So it was always, and it was those Vogue's menthols.
Oh yeah.
It's like they were packaged and for me. Like,
yeah.
Like glittery silver box, long and thin. Like I felt so glamorous. Like how hideous. But so not since I had kids, but I used to enjoy it, but I never ever got in any shape or form addicted. And actually sometimes, especially as a nurse, sometimes I'm super, super grateful that I'm not addicted to cigarettes. It's a really hard habit. I was speaking to somebody about 2 weeks ago, prior to this, coincidentally, who said that they couldn't consider a long haul flight because 14 hours on a plane to Australia, whatever, how could they do without a cigarette?
Wow.
That's how much they smoked. It can impact your whole life. In hospital, imagine if you're in, maybe you go 12 hours, you'd be driven demented. Like it's a massive addiction.
Is there physical withdrawal symptoms?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I suppose like, there's a sort of a process when you give up cigarettes. So nicotine is what's obviously addictive in cigarettes, right? And that's what's in vaping. That's why they're so worried about the vaping, because they have nicotine in the vapes.
Okay.
So it's still addictive. You don't have all the other, the tar and all the stuff that's in cigarettes, but it's so addictive. So when you give out, they say that the first 3 days is the absolute hardest when you give up cigarettes. So you could imagine that yearning, that like it would consume every second of your day and night. For the first 3 days, your nicotine levels in your bloodstream absolutely deplete massively by day three. So those sort of like animalistic urges nearly for a cigarette, it would send you wild nearly, wouldn't it? Because they deplete after 3 days. The golden number is 2 weeks. That's what they say.
Okay.
So it's all this process, but really interesting. After 2 weeks, people definitely report this sort of burst in energy, because your body starts recovering so quickly. So it's the leading cause of lung cancer, but that after 10 years, so if you give up after 10 years of giving up, right, you've halved your risk. So you'll always have a risk because you were a smoker, but you've halved that risk.
Wow.
Like 90% of lung cancers are caused by smoking.
Oh my God.
Like it's wild. So only, we're down to 18% of the population now. But actually with COVID, it's been really interesting. So about 20% of those smokers are aged between 20 and 34.
Scary.
And 24% are 45 and 54.
How can they afford it?
I know. I don't know what. Like, I don't know. That's hugely expensive. Like, that takes it, you know, like massively. There has been an increase in 45 to 54, right, in the last sort of 18 months. And actually, they think that's COVID related. You're at home, working from home, you're stressed. And then the outlet of maybe gym classes being cancelled, all the stuff that came with COVID, the pub being closed, not being able to meet friends. And then this is your release, is smoking, you know. 89% of people are addicted before they're 25 years old.
Wow.
80, isn't that absolutely unbelievable?
Horrific, absolutely horrific. Okay, can we talk about ways to give up?
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, so what's really interesting is the HSC, they've launched this thing called the Tobacco Free Ireland programme, right? And they talked about it in 2013, and that's when, like, Ireland are really impressive, right? We're the first country in the world to implement the smoking ban in 2004, right? So we are leading in some ways. But they mentioned kind of focusing on kind of getting us to a place that nobody smokes, right, in 2013. And then it has taken off now. So they're focusing on the next 3 years. What they're focusing on is getting as much education out there as possible, making it as easy as possible for people to quit. And it's sort of this advisory group that's going to regroup and meet all the time, say what's working, what's not, what do we need to do? Do we need to make, you know, like college campuses completely smoke free? Do we need to, you know, all those kind of changes, okay? But so if you are considering, if you're a smoker and you're going to consider giving up, it's absolutely brilliant. You have to make the decision for yourself. It's like anything. If you want to maybe lose some weight or get a healthier diet, whatever you want to do, you need to do it for you. If you don't, if you do it for somebody else, it's hard. You need to really want to do it.
Yeah.
Contact your GP, pharmacy, whatever you need. If you go into your pharmacy, you can get over-the-counter nicotine replacement products. You know, the patches, the inhalers, the gum. And basically, they have low controlled amounts of nicotine that will take the edge off the craving, right?
Especially for the first 3 days, maybe?
Especially for the first 3 days, right? And link in your GP is, how many times we talk about how good GPs are. So like link in with them. So your GP is another option, okay? If you're an unbelievably heavy smoker, okay? Some people will say go cold turkey and it works for them. I definitely wouldn't say that that's the right choice
for
necessarily.
Everyone.
It's a huge addiction. Like to be addicted to nicotine, and it's so available, and even passive smoking when you're passing restaurants or cafes or whatever, it's just such an in your face addiction. Like it's really hard. You could link in with the GP. There is in certain cases, it's not a kind of particularly common thing, but there is medications you can take that your GP in particular cases that might work. Link in with your GP. Like people report so many things. If you go online, the HSE have this thing called the Quit Program.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give the numbers at the end, but you, and there's a text number, right? And you can contact them. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's basically a support service, and they'll give you all the information on all the different products and all the different things and helpful tips and all that. So it's called the Quit Program. But the other thing that people, you wouldn't believe the amount of people I've been asking over the last couple of days who said hypnotherapy worked for them. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's not one shoe fits all
for
addiction.
Yeah.
It's so varied what's going to work for
you. It's massively varied, yeah. They say, make a decision, pick a day. So just pick a day and just commit to that day. You say Monday, you say whatever, okay? And like Monday, I think is a good day, or Sunday at the very beginning of the week, because sometimes the trigger can be the weekend, you know, going out. You're maybe going to go to the pub. You need to throw away all the cigarettes in your house. Just bin them, put them in the bin, put them in the wheelie bin, get rid of them, okay? Because it's like anything. Just say you want to come down on sugar, having the house full of Maltesers, it's going to be just too hard. So just get rid of them. So what two things that definitely people report is two things is distracting your hands. So if you're used to smoking, it's that loss of something to do with your hands, maybe when you're drinking a coffee or whatever. So then you maybe like stress balls, things like that. The other thing is avoiding triggers is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face, right? So you need to think about your triggers and just be honest, write any of this down. So do you need to keep reminding yourself why you're doing this? Why is it important to a family member or whatever? I have a sibling who gave up smoking, and they were saying they tried and they tried and they tried and failed, tried and failed. But they said that when they did achieve it, they'd never told us. So it might be a good idea for some people to tell their family members, and they can be encouraged on and really supported. But for one of my siblings, they were just like, I can't. Not Orla. Orla's like, don't you implying she has never actually smoked a cigarette.
Good
She's
on her.
Proud of that. But he said that actually telling the family, because there was too many people going, have you given them up? Are you back on? You know, it's too much pressure. But that's where that Quit Program comes in. So triggers. Be honest with yourself. What are the triggers? Is it going to the pub? Is it sitting down meeting people for a coffee?
Listen to this. Somebody just texts in, Sarah, saying, I'm 32 and I used to smoke when I was a teenager, but I gave it up for years. For some reason, I made the fatal error of starting again during lockdown. Aww. Some of my neighbours, they were out smoking. I was bored. They offered me one and now I'm hooked again. I'm actually embarrassed about it. I don't smoke much, but I can't believe I'm addicted. Never thought I'd get addicted so soon.
Do you know, it can just be a crutch as well. But you know what? That person just needs to say to themselves, they gave it up before, they can definitely do it again. If you've done it before, you can do it again. But seek support. Maybe it's this time, go to your pharmacy, get the nicotine replacement products. Maybe link in your GP if you're particularly worried. I think as well for that age group as well, you need to be aware. So smoking affects your entire body. We talk about cancer all the time, but it increases your risk of clots. So you're going on long haul flights, and it decreases your wound healing. So, you know, some surgeons won't operate on you if you're a smoker.
Really?
Yeah. Some might just say hip replacements or things like that, because they'll say actually the wound won't heal, like your risk of infection and things like that. But if you are honest with yourself about the triggers, just say it is going to the pub on Friday night, maybe avoid it for 2 weeks. Do something else. Maybe it's the evening cigarettes, you know, when maybe when the kids go to bed, that's when you're... My mum, I think, used to say, like, when we all went to school, that moment of calm in the house after we'd gone to school, she used to have one cigarette and she said, you know, so she... just kind of recognising those triggers and figuring, do I need to go out for a walk? Do I need to get
instead
away? What? Yeah, go for a swim or a run. Or...
Funny that you mentioned hypnotherapy. Hi, Jen. I got hypnotised 2 years ago for smoke and I never look back. It's like I never started.
Unbelievable.
See,
wow, it works
so
for
you're
some
that
people.
A lot?
One of my friends said it this morning, said it was really effective for her. But, you know, I think that Ireland are being progressive. I think this was only this, the tobacco free programme, right? That was, they met up on the 31st of May. So we are, but we're hopefully, I'd love to see this. New Zealand are way ahead of the pack, like
well,
in
do.
Lots of things. So they have, it's coming in next year that they are banning anyone born after 2008 are never going to be able to buy cigarettes or tobacco based products ever in their lifetime.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you have to show an ID, and if you're born after that, you're
like,
not going to be able to.
Nah.
Isn't that so impressive? But like the vaping is a funny one, like, because it sort of makes, I worked with this girl who was unbelievably addicted to cigarettes. So she said, there was one night, I remember she said that the dog was barking, right? And in at 2 o'clock in the morning, Fox ran across. She went down and she nipped out for a quick ciggy in the middle of the night. Like that's how addicted she was. But she got off them by going on vaping, right? So, but it's still full of nicotine. She wound down, but she said if she was offered a cigarette now or an option of a vape, that she'd choose a vape any day.
But that comes with its own risks as well,
absolutely.
Right?
And it's a new enough product. So there, you know, there has been, they say that there's this inflammatory response to the vaping. They haven't got enough data. They know that it's not unsafe. I'd be hesitant to use that word yet, but they definitely have concerns that it's not as simple as, oh, I'm just, you
vaping.
Know, it's just vaping. It's a huge amount of teenagers are vaping, and they're saying that there's an inflammatory response in their lungs and their brain. There's all this data coming out because it's something new. So all this data is coming out that's really worrying. The WHO has reported some worrying trends with the vaping, like it's not a good idea.
Okay, so people need to check out the HSE for their
program.
Yeah, go on, give the websites there and the numbers.
Yeah, so basically just Google quit program if you're online, HSE quit program, quitting cigarettes, it comes up, right? But the phone number is 1800-201-203 and you can text 50100.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Nurse Sarah Kearns, always a pleasure. And if there's anything you'd like Sarah to talk about, you can always email us, jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.